This is On the Media. I'm Bob Garfield. The Consumer Electronics Show was held in Las Vegas this week. The annual meeting is a mecca for electronics companies, tech writers, and gadget geeks. And with some 20,000 new products on display, they had plenty to geek out over. Auto companies showed off new internet-ready cars, appliance companies showed off new internet-ready appliances, and one company unveiled a quadruple-bladed helicopter drone that you can control with your iPhone. Seriously. But as far as game-changing devices for the media are concerned, well, there were new e-readers that will supposedly be bigger and better than Amazon's Kindle or Barnes & Noble's Nook, and there was quite a fuss over 3D television. Television manufacturers unveiled all sorts of 3D-ready screens, and ESPN, Discovery Channel, and DirecTV announced 3D programming. But the electronic device the industry is most eager to get its hands on might just be the tablet computer, which, depending on how you look at it, is either a laptop without a keyboard or an oversized touchscreen phone without the phone. Several tablet computers were on display at the show, but no one got too excited because everyone's waiting for the much-rumored tablet from Apple. All we know for sure is that Apple has a big announcement planned for the end of the month, and it hasn't denied the existence of a tablet. Most people covering the industry are absolutely certain that the Apple tablet is coming. Some say it will be called the iSlate and that the screen will be about 10 inches top to bottom. But nobody is sure about anything because we've kind of heard these rumors before. This piece of tape is from 1994.
The tablet newspaper extends communication beyond the written word. Touch the map, and it comes alive, using the tools of sound and animation to tell the story.
That magic tablet never did come to pass, but Mark Potts, a digital media consultant and CEO of the company GrowthSpur, says this time it's for real.
What we've got going for us now is not just the technology is ready for prime time, but there's also an ecosystem around it that Apple can make work to do some very interesting things.
By ecosystem, you mean cooperating partners at magazines and newspapers and app development houses and so forth?
Well, not just that, but the Apple iTunes store, which gives you a way to buy content for it. Apple TV may play a very interesting role, which is a product that's kind of a newfangled cable box for the television that allows you to bring internet content onto your TV. There may be some interesting ways the tablet, if not immediately, but fairly soon, interacts with that.
So, of course, this has not actually been introduced to anybody yet, but as you understand it, what will the capabilities of the iSlate, if it is called the iSlate, what will those capabilities be?
Well, I think it's going to combine a bunch of different things. I think you're going to be able to read newspapers and books and magazines on it. You're going to be able to surf the web on it. You'll be able to look at television shows on it, either that you download or that are streamed to it somehow. You may be able to use it to interact with your television set and watch a show for a while on the slate and then say, you know, I want to see this on the big screen and push a button and it goes over there. You'll be able to download music onto it. May even work as a telephone if you want to. In fact, there's interesting possibilities of video conferencing on it.
David Carr of the New York Times just went on and on raving about this technology because he believes that it is going to save magazines and newspapers. He said he hasn't been so excited since he was 8 years old and bought seahorses from the back of a comic book. One hastens to add, those seahorses were a disappointment to everyone who bought them.
They always died.
So are you as gung-ho as David Carr is that this is transformational?
I'm gung-ho in a somewhat different way. I think he's trying to save his industry. I'm gung-ho because I think this could transform a lot of industries. You know, we've talked about this mythical convergence for the last 15 or 20 years of the television and the computer, and it may be that it's about to happen on a device that's neither a television or a computer. It's about to happen on this strange new thing that's not a phone, it's not a computer, it's not a television, it's this piece of plastic that's 10 or 11 inches across and quarter inch, half an inch thick, we don't know, but that has our whole life.
All right, but will people pay a la carte the way music downloaders pay Apple iTunes for songs? We are all now used to getting online content for free. Are we going to pony up on our iSlates?
They might. I think what we're finding is that people will pay for stuff that's really great or really unique or fills a niche. The Wall Street Journal kind of has found that, as is Consumer Reports and ESPN.com. We've also found that there's this system now of people buying apps for their phone, and you know, some of them are free, but a lot of them are 99 cents or $2.99 or $9.99, and that seems to be agreeable to people. This is something that makes my iPhone better, so I'm willing to pay a couple of bucks for it. If they feel that this is something that's going to make their slate better and their life better, then they'll pay a couple of bucks.
Once upon a time, there was a kind of proto-personal digital everything called the Newton that Apple introduced, I guess, about 20 years ago, and was ahead of its time and didn't work very well and failed. Is there any reason to worry that the iSlate will just really not be quite ready for prime time?
It's possible. The Newton looks remarkably prescient in retrospect. What really it failed at was handwriting recognition. The other things it did really remarkably well. It also was done at Apple while Steve Jobs was not there. It wasn't a Steve Jobs product. It was the interim administration, which lacked a lot of the verve that Jobs has brought to the company in the last few years. But yes, absolutely. It could. This thing could flop. It's entirely possible.
You're not betting on that, though, are you?
I don't think so. Haven't sold my stock.
All right, Mark. As always, thanks so much.
Bob, good to talk to you.
Digital media consultant Mark Potts is CEO of GrowthSpurred.com and, yes, is a, quote, very small shareholder of Apple.